reversing a crater. A scrawny old man, scarred, bowed down, hounded by uniformed officials and safe people afraid to meet his eye. Was he possibly a fugitive? Certainly in seclusion, he sometimes nonetheless had friends who came with food and hoped to hear him rise and toast the king. That old man wrote me a letter. How it found its way through from the last-ditch vigilant custody, and by how many hands, I cannot grasp. And yet it has found its way long afterwards to this unlikely megalopolis. Now I am also aged, in as peculiar a community as his there must have been. More than my 80 years had rotted his bones, yet he writes forceful and drastic words with the clarity of sea light over high sheltering shores. Suppose that chunk, that crater-gouging comet, collides with us. Will you say then, with him in his extremity, the tide of joy, never at ebb, still surges through us too, towards new coasts, a new completedness. What he said, so say I.